Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to our regular Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we have guests on the show who are either Avon representatives like yourself, life coaches. We also have district managers, anyone who can help you as Avon representatives take your Avon business to the next level. I'd like to first start out by saying, if you have not done so already, please like our page, which is Avon Motivational Radio Show. On the page, you'll find different updates and reference to what's coming up on the up-and-coming show. And also, I will provide you with information that our speakers may have provided to share with the group. Okay, so with that being said, today we're going to talk about various tips and giving you some information. This is a very interesting time for to be an Avon representative for more reasons than one. One being it's a good time for recruiting because it's a great time to make some extra money for the holidays. But secondly, this is very interesting because a lot of our Avon representatives get kind of mixed up when it comes to our campaigns and when they are due. And subsequently, sometimes we miss our goal, whether our goal is to reach President Trump or Honor Society or whatever your goal is, because we're not paying quite close attention to the calendar that Avon has provided. So for those of you who in the very beginning had printed out the calendar for 2014, at some point we're going to get an amended calendar which will show the accelerated date of our submission for our Avon campaigns and when they are due. So this would be a great time, if you haven't done so already, to grab a pen and paper, and I will provide you with the information in terms of when these campaigns are due, starting with campaign 25 and going straight through campaign 1. So campaign C25 is due December 21st. That is, campaign 25 is due on December 21st. I apologize. I think campaign 25 is due the 1st. I'm sorry, December. Campaign 26 is due December 5th. And campaign 1 is due December 18th. So notice that campaign 18 and campaign 26 are very close to each other. I think they're almost like a week apart. So what we suggest during that time period is to give out two books. I've already started giving my clients two books since the last campaign. So when you start giving your books, start giving them two or three books at a time, because and when you give them the books in the back, right where you write your name and phone number, if you look to the left hand corner of that space, it tells when the orders are due. You may want to write the due date on those in that corner. So for example, if the campaign 1 is due, for example, December 18th, what you may wish to do is put right in that corner that the due date is the 15th. This way, that give them a little time in case they may screw up or something like that. So again, you may, during that campaign, if you haven't done so already, during that, those campaigns, I would say 25 through camp, C25, C26, and C1, I would strongly suggest that you write the date when you're due on the booklet for your customer to get those items. So for the ELSA campaign, a lot of people are going to be ordering your booby cows from Frozen. In my email newsletter, for those who have received it, there's a special incentive for online ordering. So look at my email, go back to that and look at that. There is a special incentive for those people who are going to take advantage of the the online ordering experience. And I would strongly suggest, because although Avon said that they're guaranteeing that we will get those Elster and Olaf on time, I would strongly suggest and encourage your clients to order those particular items online. And again, there's a special incentive, and if you got my email newsletter, you'll find that what those incentives are. The next thing I'd like to talk about is Avon is asking Avon representatives to host a holiday boutique. And the holiday boutique, their suggests should run between November 15th through December 6th. And when you go into your Avon.com website, on the home page, on the top right side of the page, when you're facing the screen, you see the first box will say Mingle All the Way. And if you click on that box, Mingle All the Way, you'll find some really, really cool items that will help you as an Avon representative to host and plan your party. There's five links. One of them says printable postcard invitations. You can either print those out and mail and fill them out and mail them to your guests, or you can copy the design and send it in your email blast. The next one is says door prize ticket, and I pretty like that one because of the fact that it really doesn't have the heading Mingle All the Way, and it's a great item to use all year round because it asks your client various questions about, what her needs are and what she would like to do in terms of Avon and the Avon experience. The next thing on the list is called the Holiday Open House Checklist, and it tells you what to do in preparing for it while you're there and even after the event. And again, this is another item, although this says for the holidays, this is another great item to use during the whole year, throughout the year. Then the next item is called Display Ideas, and I tried downloading this on my tablet, and it really wouldn't download. So you may have to go in front of the desktop to really get a full effect to look at that. Then you have the last and final item is Wish Shop My List. And this put your little list together. Again, this is another item that you could probably use throughout the year. So what I would do, even if you're not planning on having a holiday party this holiday season, and I can't think why you would not do that, I would suggest making a folder on your computer and downloading all these items and keeping them in a folder. This is what you have us throughout the year. But I don't know if after the December 6th date will those items still be available to you. And then, again, there's some of those items you can use throughout the year. So I would strongly suggest to make a folder and download those particular links. Now, If you live in an apartment building, you have a lot of people, a lot of your customers who are your friends. I know I used to do this, and Ellen Edwards used to do this as well. Set a table in your living room or your dining area. It doesn't have to be a large table, it could be a small little table, and set up, you know, your Avon products and have them on display so people can come in. And you can just set hours that you can come every Sunday from now until Christmas, from 3 to 4, whatever you want to do. And they can come in and browse and shop your Avon store. And one of the things we like to also have is baskets. And I know a lot of us say, oh, my God, I don't have to make baskets. And I, too, am the same way as you. And what I did, I went on YouTube, and I Googled in the search of YouTube Avon gift wrapping, and I found some really creative ideas. And so I would suggest if you do that, go on to YouTube, Avon gift wrapping, and you get some great ideas. And I would make some baskets at all different price levels, from inexpensive, because, you know, stuff you like to buy gifts for their children, children's teachers. And some people have to buy stocking stuffers, and some people have to purchase lab bag gifts, and they're limited to a certain amount. So you want to make sure you have a little bit of price range for everyone on your list when you make baskets. And another great idea you can do, you could have some different types of containers, and you can leave them empty, and then when people come in, they can actually purchase the items to form a personalized basket. You could also offer that to your clients as well. So another thing you may wish to do during this holiday season, and I've talked about it before, and that is to create a gift basket or personal shopping service for your clients, particularly those who are men. You could talk to, and what I would also do, I would go to your local barbershop and create flyers and put them in there stating that you will make great gift baskets for the woman in your life. But you'd be surprised how many men who dread shopping. I would say gift baskets and personal shopping for the woman in your life. And because a lot of men really dread shopping, and they don't know, they're just clueless, they don't know what to buy, and, you know, they will welcome your suggestions, and they'll be more than happy to pay for your services. So I would suggest go up to your local barbershop, your local mechanic, you know, anywhere you live, a dominance of men working, and I would, try, making these items for them. Okay, so another thing we could talk about as we go into the holiday season is that for recruiting, and as you know, there is an incentive that ends on the 26th, and if you get 5 recruits, and the 5 recruits have to not only, the 5 recruits not only have to purchase, or their first order being $100 in sales or more, but they also have to pay for those items on time. So they got to pay for the on-time order of $100, and they have to pay for the order $100 on time. And if you get 5 recruits that qualifies in that category of the 5 recruits, on-time payment, on-time placement, you as an Avon representative will receive an Avon beautiful jacket. And what a great time to have that, because it's the weather's beginning to change. So that's something nice to have. The other part of that incentive, if you go beyond that and you get 10 recruits, then you not only get the jacket, but you also receive a business bundle, and it includes some boxes and tablecloth and like a little carry bag that rolls. And again, you need 10 recruits not 10 additional, but 5 more above the qualification for the jacket. So you need 10 recruits, and they have to all pay on time and place the orders on time. So just so, again, just so you won't be confused, you have the 10 recruits, which are qualifying you for both the jacket as well as the business tool. So 10 recruits is what you would need in total. But, you know, if you feel that you can't make the 10, well, at least try for the 5. Again, this is a great time, opportunity to grow your business because of the fact that people need to make extra money during this holiday period. Try to find places where really take advantage of, this is your season, this is when you really make the money. Really try to take advantage of this holiday season by seeing if you can go to your local bank and display your Avon products. Look and see if you can go to your local boutiques and see if they allow you to come in and be a guest so that you can display, you know, your Avon products in their stores. You'd be amazed at the number of people who will allow you to do that because it gives their customers that extra. And contact your local nursing home. They do allow vendors. I will say you have to be really on top of that because the activity directors are usually the ones given that that job, that task, and they're not easy to pin down. They don't return calls. You got to constantly call. Sometimes they even go there to see if you can get them to see if they allow you to come in and display your table at their nursing home. And you generally usually give them back a certain percentage. There's usually no more than 20% that you turn back over to the facility, and it's based on an honest system. Talk to your friends. Talk to people who you know who are doing, you know, business also, that also like to do, who would like to share and create a holiday party. For example, you have a friend who is who does pocketbooks, who sells pocketbooks, or you have someone who has a jewelry, who sells a jewelry line, or if you have someone who makes clothes or whatever, you may want to partner with that person and say, you know, hey, let's get together and let's do a holiday boutique together. You know, and this way you're sharing the bulk list. So instead of your percentage of people coming down being less because, you know, I think you get a half percent with your mail. So if you send out 10, you get, you know, cards, get maybe one person. If you got 20, you get two. You know, with that percentage, it doubles your chance to have more feature your holiday boutique. And I wouldn't serve food. You may want to have things that, like maybe peppermint candy, or you know, you may want to make some kind of a punch, whether it's eggnog punch or Kool-Aid punch or something like that, and throw some orange slices on there and call it a day. I wouldn't really go way out and just make the table look pretty. If you don't mind buying some of the Avon Christmas things, like I bought the Christmas tree, and I have the Olaf and the princess that I keep on my table so that you can actually see it, and then hopefully, you know, towards the end, sell off those items. Those are things that you may really, really, really want to do. And don't be afraid to make phone calls at this time to people, your customers, and let them know that this is the holiday time. This is a great time, if you haven't done so already, to mail out your catalogs to people you haven't heard from. I would go through my customer list, and I would see who has not placed an order in a while. I would call them up and get their address and send them a catalog. also during this period, I want to take this, I think the remainder of this time to talk about, you know, just giving thanks and showing your appreciation. This is the time to order the calendars. The calendars are now available. I think they're $5 for a set of 10. I ordered 20 to pack. This is 20, and I'm already out of them, so I had to order more. What was I thinking? So I ordered 30 more to give out to my customers. I'm also taking advantage of encamping 25, I believe. It has the, what you call it, encamping 25. It has the, on the back of the book, it has the calendar, lip balm. So I'm ordering a bunch of those to give to my, you know, my good customers. In addition to that, I'm also ordering the hand lotion. I tend to like the moisture therapy and the silicone glove. I like to order those little hand lotions to give to my customers as well. And I usually give them as like a little package deal. So I'll give them both the lip balm, the lip gloss, and the calendar. And I usually put them in a little plastic and a little ribbon on top of it and give them to my guests. So you may wish to do that as well. Because, you know, these are people who patronize you throughout the year, and you would just want to say thank you to them. And on my calendar, what I've done on the last page of the calendar, I've put my contact information. So this way, you know, if they move and whatever happens, they lost their cell phone or whatever, you know, I point out to them that my telephone number is on the calendar so that, you know, whenever they want to order, you know, all I got to do is go back and refer to the calendar because my contact information is there. All you, what you could do also is you could staple your business card to the last or first page of the calendar which you're going to give to your guest. Let me see. We still got a couple more minutes to go. So let's talk about looking for other opportunities to show your Avon holiday boutique items. One of the things you want to do is go on Facebook. One person who's an Avon representative, she created an Avon gift page, holiday gift page on the website. And what she did, she actually took pictures of the various items within our catalog, and she posted them on Facebook, and she gave a short description and the amount so that people who, and then she, you know, she shared her page, obviously, with her friends and family. And she said she received orders. So, you know, you can do that. You can throw together a quick Facebook page and put the post pictures of the different things that we have to sell during the holiday season. Could be the hot items like the elf queen, a princess Elsie, and Elsa and Fly, and the and Olaf. So that will help you increase and boost your sales. And if you do not have photos or don't know how to get the photos, you can email me at AvonBX@gmail.com. It's AvonBX@gmail.com, and I will send you the folder of the photos in which the young lady had put together for her Facebook page. I think it's a great idea. And let me warn you, you know, many of us are friends with each other. Be careful when you're on Facebook in terms of liking stuff. So, say for example, if I create a Shop My Avon store and I send it to you, happen to be on my friend list and you happen to get it, you know, don't like it, because what happens, you're sharing my store with your contact, and then what happens, they would think that it's your store and think that they're ordering from you, and in fact, they will be ordering from me. So just be very, very careful of that, even, not only for this particular thing, but I know a lot of times people will post like a certain jewelry or certain fragrance, and then they'll like each other's page, and, you know, what you're doing is, you know, kind of sharing that with your you share your page with someone else. So just be very, you know, you're sharing the other person's page. You're sharing your friend's page with your friend and not really your page. So just be very, very careful with that. If you see something on Facebook that you really, really like, that is Avon, what I usually do, I usually save the photo and onto my computer, and then I reload it onto the computer with my information. Let me also say this, when we talk about doing the Facebook page, you know, please make sure, you know, encourage people to order online as a poker. You know, I don't know where your friends are. I mean, for me, my friends, they go as far as South Carolina, and they come all the way and go all the way up. And I'm not gonna deliver products to anyone that's in South Carolina. So you want to make sure when you do post these things on Facebook, to put to add your link to your website on the page. Always put your link on the website or embed it in the photo so that when they click on the photo, that it will automatically take them to your Avon website. And also if you do the widget, make sure that before you send them the widget, make sure that the widget is actually directing people to your website and not somewhere else. And the last thing I want to talk about is look at your go back into your Avon back office, which is your Avon.com. Click on the link. I think it's called your website. It's on the web and your website. And when you go there, click around and look and make sure that the settings that you have for your emails to go out to your customers are what you have intended it to be. I find that I have to go back every so often because it resetting, which is not what I want my customer to have. For example, there's two choices that you have. One is you can either have them receive an email blast every campaign, or you can have them receive a campaign email every promotion, which is pretty much every day. And for some people, that's a problem. They don't like receiving information, that much information from one particular person. So that's what I tend to do every campaign, so that they should be receiving information only twice a month. So, you know, go back and maybe every 3 months, every 4 months, just go back and just to make sure that those settings are as you had set them. Okay, so it's 8:59. Next week we have our round table, and the week after that we have John Paul. That's going to be a very interesting presentation. And this is our order taking week. Our orders actually go out on Friday, so you know, make it happen. You should really order a lot of books this campaign, because again, this is the time to maximize your orders, because, you know, just be honest, it gets a little slow in January. So you really want to take advantage of the holiday season right now to carry you through the slow month of January. And with that being said, I mean, I wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful week, and to make it happen. And again, if you need those photos to put on your Facebook, to create your Facebook page, my email address is avonvx@gmail.com. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful night. Talk to you soon.